Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome once again to Sunday Night. We're on the Eagle's Nest broadcasting system. Oh, I'm your host, Tim Roden. I'm the owner of the station. I'm everything else. Okay. Well, welcome to Sunday Night. Last week's broadcast, I don't know what happened there. We lost some internet in the middle of it. So I don't think I'll try to hit the main points again. We talked a little bit about the gap theory, and really, I think it's a moot point. Really, the gap theory is one of those things I could take it or leave it. But main thing is, it wasn't millions of years, okay? It just wasn't millions of years. Oh, we got some kids running around their house. Everybody shows up right at the time you're going to go on the air. A lot of excitement around our house today. A lot of rain this year. You know, talk about unusual weather. Yeah, August in Texas has always been hot, muggy, dry. Go out and play golf. It's 98 degrees. Sun is shining. Not a peep of wind anywhere. Okay? Not this year. If you're connected with me on Facebook, I put up a picture of what looked like a tornado developing over Longview, Texas. I shot it from the parking lot of Longview High School, if you want to look that up in Google. I'm facing south from that shot. So, yeah, but I don't think it touched down. National Weather Service never mentioned it. No tornado warning boxes showed up. So we don't have any confirmation that that actually became a tornado. And I was looking at it from the north. If you want to observe a tornado, look at it from the south. They tend to develop on the southeast side of any storm. And then move off to the east, northeast when they move. So east, northeast, and north, the general directions, that's just generally East Texas. Doesn't always have to happen that way, but that's generally what it is. But so I was looking at it from the north. Not 2 seconds after I shot those pictures, I couldn't see it. It was raining that hard. Just came in, poured. We've had a lot of those pop-up showers this year. Understand Denver had a hailstorm to beat all hailstorms. John Howler reported having to pay $100 a day for a cheap rental car just because they didn't have the rental cars available after everybody wanted to go rent a car after they got put in the shop. For those of you who have good insurance, when you take your car into the shop, the insurance company gives you a rental car. And if you got enough of those going on, not a lot of rental cars left. So we had that. So, yeah, the question is that a sign of the end times? Maybe. We've always had bad weather. This is a sign of global warming. Looks like global cooling to me because, oh, Saturday I was in Gary, Texas. Those of you not familiar with Texas, Gary is one of those great cities in Texas that is so small they don't even have a football team. What, an East Texas school without a football team? Got about 3 or 4 of those, okay? A lot of them are starting to go to six-man football schools this size, but this one actually has a pretty good basketball team. They built a kind of a coliseum-type gymnasium. Not a bad seat in the house. I reffed a tournament there right after they built it. Not a bad seat. But I was down there reffing a tournament. I was in the old gym, so I didn't go over to the new gym for this one. So sat there in the old gym, ref a few games. As I left, I had a chat with the janitor of about 18 years, reminiscing about some of the good old days. He's been there about as long as I've been back in East Texas. So we talked about, and well, the guy even goes all the way back to when the old gym was the new gym. He was a player on the basketball team that year. So go back, keep going back. All right. But as I left, it was 96 degrees according to my car's thermometer. And about 10, 20 miles north, you get to Carthage, and then you start moving. Some of you may know where Carthage is, right there on the Texas-Louisiana border, just southeast of Longview to Shreveport. And then you start moving toward Longview, and as I kept going further north and further north, kept seeing the temperature go down lower and lower. A lot of that's just because of where you are on the road. Yeah, as long as you're moving, heat doesn't build up on a car, so you don't get those high temperatures in the car. But by the time I hit Longview, we hit a rainstorm. By the time I got home, 96 became 83. 83 in East Texas is kind of like seeing, 58 in the summertime up north. Colorado Springs, we had a few of those days where you just sat there in the house, turned on the heater, and shivered. But, East Texas, 83 degrees. Ooh, cold. I've seen some of you northerners. Okay. All right. Well, that's neither here nor there. We're going to get into the creation story tonight. I gave you a little bit of an outline last week. I'm not sure if that came out on the actual podcast. I think that's when the internet died on us. So we've got 6 days of creation. Let's give you a quick overview. Day one, light. Day two, firmament. Day three, seas, land, and vegetation. Day four, heavenly bodies. Day five, animal life of sea and air. Day six, animal life on earth. Okay. Give you the easy way to remember all that. Day one, light. Okay. Day two, firmament, which is the oceans. Creating the waters. Day five is the land and the plants. Okay. Day four, we're going to put heavenly bodies in the sky. Okay. Go give the heavens life. Day five, we're going to give the water and the air life. Sea animals, water animals, and birds is what's going to be created in day five. Day six, we're going to fill the land with life. And this is going to be the interesting thing. When you compare this up against evolution, and even some people use the day-age theory, okay? How in the world are you going to get all these ages of animal life into day six? Can't do it. No way. So for those of you who think that you can merge evolution with creationism, stop. Stop, 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 stop. O ye of little faith. Stop, throw evolution out,
and trust the science will prove the theory of evolution wrong. So here's the thing about science. First thing you do is you throw out a theory. You know, or you make an observation, okay? I observe that over time, crickets get bigger, okay? So therefore, I'm going to throw out a theory that something is getting added to the genes every time a cricket is born so that the next generation will be a little bigger than the first one, okay? That's my theory. I threw it out there. Is it true? Well, that's when science kicks in. I've got people who side with me, and I got people who disagree with me. I got people out there saying that, no, the reason why crickets are getting bigger is because of better nutrition. I've got them out there saying, no, it's because it's raining more. No, because global warming, the temperature is getting warmer, so therefore they're going to get a little bigger because they're growing bigger. Okay, I've got various theories now floating. I've got all out there scrambling to come up with a solution to our little problem. Why are crickets getting bigger? So now we do some experiments. And we come to a conclusion. The problem, the nice thing about what I just threw out there was it's observable. We can observe that something's going on, that things are happening. With plant life, though, with creation and evolution, you got to depend on eyewitness accounts to get the true story. Last I checked, the oldest person still living on Earth may be about 120 years old. Even if we go with a young Earth theory, and the Earth is, we think, 6,000 years old. 120 divided by 6,000 still doesn't. There was still a lot before him. He's not a credible witness, okay? He may be as old as dirt, but he didn't see the dirt created. He didn't do it, okay? I know we make all these analogies. Yeah, he's as old as dirt. Sometimes I'll get some money, you know, when I'm taking an order. That'll be 1492. Hey, wait a minute. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. I don't remember if that's the year or not because I wasn't there to observe it. I got to depend on eyewitness accounts in order to know whether or not Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. There's some credible documentation that says Christopher Columbus sailed the oceans in 1492. So this is a scary thing about Islam, is they're running around out there destroying evidence. You know, what are they doing in Jerusalem with the temple? They're destroying the evidence that the temple even exists in the 80s. Any credible evidence that there was a temple is getting destroyed by the Muslim. So now, what is him, by the way? He's a liar. He's the father of liars. Yeah. Jesus told the Pharisees, a bunch of vipers, the things of your father. He called them liars. So lying is part of his job. He's going to tell them that creation took place over millions and billions
of yours is out that way. What was the lie of 2 Peter chapter 3. I think this is one that everything needs to back and rise. So they'll find that. Hey, yeah. Bulletin is stuck in Timothy, so I can't get past it. Okay, 2 Peter. Knowing this verse, there shall come last day scoffer walking after their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of creation. Well, did he say creation? The beginning of creation. Yes, slow, gradual progression in creation. And we're still creating today. Nonsense! God did 6 days and he rested on the seventh. A pattern for us. 6 days you work, 1 day you rest. You look at the laws that are in the books about working employees. You cannot schedule somebody to work 7 days a week. Especially an hourly employee, you can schedule them to work 7 days a week. You have to give them a rest. Now, that could be any day of the week they choose. It doesn't have to be Saturday or Sunday or Friday. In fact, mine are all over the road. Next week, I'll have 2 days off, Tuesday and Saturday. You're saying that's weird? Yeah, it's weird. I'd rather have 2 days together off. But, okay. A lot of it's depending on, a lot of that was because of my availability, and another good portion of that was the availability of everybody else. So, let's go to day one. Remember, day one begins Saturday night on our calendar. Saturday night, 6 o'clock, day one begins. God said, let there be light. There was light. And it was good. And God divided light from the darkness, and he called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was evening and morning the first day. So evening comes first in the Jewish calendar. So 6 o'clock is the end of the day. So day one is all about light and dark. Okay? We've got light over here, dark over there. The earth was from a void, white canvas. And God said, let there be two here. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let divide the waters from the waters. God made the firmament by waters which are under the firmament, waters which were above the firmament. And so when God called the firmament heaven, evening and morning, the second day. Now, what that firmament above us, today we see it's clouds, but back then there was actually a layer of water above the earth. And this explains a lot of the giants that were found in the fossil records before the flood. They were large animals. Large human beings. They come right out and show you all the dinosaurs. Oh, we're fascinated with dinosaurs. We love dinosaurs. Do you know most of the dinosaurs are still alive? and kicking. Yeah, we call the Triceratops. A chameleon. Look at a picture of a chameleon. Look at a picture of Triceratops. Yeah, Triceratops is a chameleon that grew very large. The firmament above the earth allowed that to happen. Increased the air pressure, increased the amount of oxygen in the air, allowed for more oxygen to be absorbed. So we had some big creatures, and frankly, it made life a little healthier, which allowed notice on the second day there was nothing said about it good. Now let's see what happens on the third day. Silence this phone a minute. Okay. I love when everybody starts texting me in the middle of this. All right. So we've got waters, got it above the waters, below the waters. Okay, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, gathered together the waters, and called them seas. God said, God set the earth forth grass, seed, fruit, trees yielding the fruit of in their kind, whose seed it is itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw this good, and there was evening and morning the third day. This is an interesting passage because talking about the third day, twice in it says it was good. That's better in verse 10. Tree divided the earth and it was good. And the other is, tree planted all the plants, call it good. So a lot of Jews have called this the twice blessed day, and therefore a typical Jewish wedding will be on the third day of the week. So that would mean Saturday night's one, Sunday night's two, Monday night's three. So the weddings would be on Monday night. Tuesday morning. Because of that. That's a blessed day. Fourth day, I said, let there be lights from it in the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let them be signs for seasons and for days and for years. And let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light of the day and the lesser light that ruled the night. He made them stars also. God made the firmament of the heavens to give light to the earth and rule over the day and over the night. It was divided, the light from the darkness. And God said, that was good. It was even morning. Yeah, here's one of the interesting things. Day four, when space was created, when all those heavenly bodies were created. So let's go back to the gap theory a little bit.
you know, what happened to gap theory? Well, that's when the angels. But really? What about day four? Where were the angels? Well, they were on Mars. Mars was invented before. They weren't invented on day four. I saw a YouTube video. I haven't been able to figure out where that was. Come back and watch it again. But they're playing around with plasma theory. Electric universe. Plasma. Plasma is just ionized gas. Okay. You got four states of matter. Solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. If, you know, normal... But if you get hot enough, it will split the electrons out of there and get plasmatic. Therefore, you can take they're doing experiments with this on a low level. And some of the one of the interesting things they found was when you start creating plasma on day four, all of a sudden galaxies appear. They look like galaxies. Yeah, like I said, one of those interesting things. Like, wow, this is fascinating. And if we could find it again, look and get the details of what we're talking about. But day four, they were able to create galaxies with these experiments. So, experimenting, trying to reproduce evolution, and yet they can reproduce creation in life. Interesting. Those of you who are thinking that I must be stupid because I follow a religious book for my thinking on science, trust me, this is the eyewitness account here. There's only one person that could ever write this chapter. Moses didn't see it. So all Moses could do was dictate what God actually saw. See, after verse chapter 3, or after chapter 2, starting with chapter 3, you can get Adam's account to determine what happened in the Garden of Eden. You get Noah's account to find out what was it happened in. Okay, well, we are out of time for this show. I guess we're going to have to pick this up at another time. So we'll see you guys next time. They're here, there, or possibly in the air.
God somehow escapes me. creation he was waiting to reveal his purpose in the